Laurie and I certainly have our book here, the catalogue, the Easter Yearling Sale. There's three of us now. Bjorn Baker joins us, of course, a Warwick Farm local. He's got a book as well, but he actually knows and understands what's in the book, and we don't lost. So we thought we'd get a word from Bjorn. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well. Tuesday morning, it's always an exciting morning. And, of course, the kick-off of the great English sales today. So, exciting times.
Bjorn, he nearly stumbled on your name again then. At least he understands that it's Bjorn, not... Is it Byron? Is that what he called you first up?
Well, I'm still known to Byron to a lot of people. Byron Baker. There's still double Bs. I would say, realistically, you can call me anything starting with a B, but it's got to finish with an N, so you're right.
It's actually Bjorn, isn't it?
Close enough, yeah.
Bjorn, isn't it? Now, mate...
he's still digging himself in a hole here.
You're going, Bata lita svenska, lita lita lita. Actually, she said, you know what she said, where you find it, culture in Australia?
In the back of a fridge.
In the yoghurt container.
You don't mind winning our prize money, though, do you?
No, I don't, no. My father had a good weekend. He's taking a bit home, too. So, no, it's great to be here. It's exciting. I've been at Warwick Farm here for 8 years, so I've seen, in terms of stake money, it's gone up exponentially. And with the English complex here and the facilities we have at Warwick Farm, it's been a remarkable move. It's really everything I've done. I've been lucky because Warwick Farm and Australian racing, and in particular Sydney racing, has gone ahead and ahead. It seems every week there's a new announcement. It's exciting to be involved.
We were just talking about that before. The amount of new races, the amount of prize money, it's just been exceptional for everyone involved.
Yeah, it has. It's huge. It's somebody else
is that
ringing
a buyer?
To buy a horse. Oh, they've got a big budget too. I'll make sure I utilise all of it. Every last bit of the budget as quick as I can. Yeah. They might buy a second one, but the prize money's unbelievable. It's just great to be involved, and that's where you come in you look at these yearlings, but you can actually put a financial case forward for them. A lot of them, they're expensive, if they're any good on the track in terms of their possible residual value as a broodmare or stallion, you can really make it work, and the stake money alone, Saturday races are worth a lot.
All right, so how busy will you be, mate? How many of you eyed off? How many of you inspected? Take our listeners and how many of you looked at, and how many would you like to walk away with? Realistically.
I think if I can come away from the sale with sort of 3, 4, 5, I'd be happy enough. It's a tough sale.
They
are expensive. The easy part's buying them, putting the hand up, and the hard part's paying them. So I probably haven't done as much groundwork as I should have for the sale, so that's why I'm out here early. You said 10 past 8 suits me because I've got to start looking at them and playing catch-up. Yeah. But there are... you're going to get the blue bloods here, a lot of really well-bred horses and nice horses, and this is an elite sale.
It must be good, though, mate, when you've got good supporters behind you, owners that continually come back and trust you on what your judgment is.
Yeah, no, I have. I've got a great bunch of loyal owners. I've had a lot of them since I came here, and very grateful for that. And really, a large majority are Australians, but they're from around the world now. I've got a lot of Chinese owners, Hong Kong owners, American owners, European owners, and New Zealand owners. So it's really, it's worldwide. You're getting a lot of people from around the world that want to race horses, want to be involved, and they know how good the Australian racing industry is.
And mate, congrats. Champagne Cuddles. Fantastic on the weekend. 100-1 Pop running fourth.
Yes, she went super. She's
went
just
great, didn't she?
A little bit unlucky around the corner. Look, it was only a $2.5 million race. It was only seven farms difference in terms of New Zealand between running second and fourth. But she did. It gives you confidence going forward too.
She was
so
good.
She's. We may well go to the All Age Stakes in a couple of weeks' time, or a week and a half, and she'll off that run. She's got to run well in the All Age.
What about this weekend, mate? You got anything running?
Yeah, I've got another 100-1 shot in the Sydney Cup, Rodrigo. I thought actually he went an okay race last Saturday. You got to be in to win. I've got Irithea and Egyptian Symbol in the Sapphire Stakes. They're both going really well. They're not out of it. That's a tough race. And I've got a horse I've got a lot of time for. He's won 2 from 2 called Green Eon in the South Pacific. And once again, that looks a tough race, but I think he's a really good horse with a big, big future.
All right, officially now, we know it officially on the Big Sports Breakfast, Bjorn, all right? Loz, not Bjorn.
I'm calling
Bjorn.
Him Bjorn. I'm not calling him Byron, Terry. Terry, no, Byron, all right?
Bjorn, we thank you very much.
No, pleasure to be here and have a good time, guys. We'll catch up with you later. And
we certainly will.
Find something for us, will you?
Yeah, I would. I've got you down.
He's got plenty of money.
I've got the book.
Yeah, he's got more money than any of us.
I must
stick tight.
Some people even, I went to a lunch with these guys the other day, some people even laughed at his jokes. To show you, practice does make perfect. Yeah,
like. As we say, mate, all the gear and no idea. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Officially, the Earn Baker.
Champion.
Joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast now, looking for some owners to support his eye throughout the next 2 days here at William Inglis.